I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on February 28th, 2020. One of the co-founders of the Open Source Initiative has been kicked from its mailing lists. Having kept a watching brief for many years, Eric Raymond joined the project's lists on Monday so that he could contribute to an ongoing discussion. The conversation had started when another list member asked for feedback on the possibility of adding preamble text to license documents that was designed to discourage certain entities from using otherwise freely available software. The suggestion was to name and shame those that some of the community felt were not good actors, such as Amazon, because of its association with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. While those supporting the idea didn't feel that the proposal would have any legally binding implications, and so not affect the basic nature of free and open source licenses, other list members disagreed. Raymond argued that the suggestion would be in contravention of the fifth and sixth criteria of the open source definition, which states that OSI-approved licenses must not discriminate against persons, groups, or the use of software in any specific field of endeavor. As the discussion turned into a broader conversation about the role of software licensing in the pursuit of social justice aims, Raymond was kicked from the list, which has since prompted him to write a blog post restating his view that freedom of speech should be a fundamental value of the free software movement. News that OBS Studio has received sponsorship from a tech giant hasn't pleased everyone. The Open Broadcaster Software Project has announced that Facebook Gaming is joining Twitch as a premier-level supporter of the platform. While OBS is looking to use the funds to help the project team grow and improve the platform's functionality, it has seen some pushback from ill-informed users, prompting Ben Torrell, an OBS business developer, to take to Twitter and explain how these sorts of sponsorship deals actually do help the open-source community. Collabra has launched its version of LibreOffice for mobile platforms. The release sees a feature-rich version of LibreOffice finally landing for Android and iOS, and will replace what had basically been just a file viewer for many users. Adding functional editing capabilities to the Office suite has been a multi-year effort, which Michael Meeks has documented in a post we'll link to in today's show notes. And while this final push has been achieved by Collabra, all of the code is open source and has been upstreamed to LibreOffice, which may release its own mobile apps along with version 7 of its desktop suite. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/113. And if you're looking for something to listen to over the weekend, you might try Brunch with Brent. His most recent interview with Brandon Bruce explores the relationships between working in a kitchen and working in support. You can find that episode and all of our Jupiter extras at extras.show. We'll be back next week.